Sitters Libet Sitters is generally sponsored by the Miller family in memory of Henry Miller, Shimon Ben Pinchas, by Yelad Avram Former, for Shlema Dasa Racha Baschana Golda, and in memory of the Holy Chayal Ephraim Ben Shmuel Hashem Yikom Damo, with tremendous gratitude for his sacrifice. We are at the end of the Amidah. We've been discussing the three steps that we take back. Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav. We've offered more than a half dozen reasons why we take those three steps back. We'll omit, the Magen Avram quotes one more, about a story from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nebuchadnezzar, three steps. That's why we associate three steps. And the Hiratzon of Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, we're longing to undo the Chorban and restore the Beis HaMikdash. We went through the mechanics. We begin with the left foot, and then the left foot to the right heel, then the right foot to the left heel, and then the left foot a little step back till they're together. One bows before taking the three steps back. We spoke about, we start with the left foot, which is the right of Hashem. Does a lefty do the same? Or does a lefty adjust for being a lefty? That would be a nafkamina in what the reason is that we start with the left foot. If it is to show that we're reluctant and hesitant to walk away from Hashem, then a lefty should start with their weak foot, which is the right foot. If the reason is the left is the right side of Hashem, Midas HaChesed over Midas HaDin, then lefties are the same, and that is indeed the minhag. So we went through all of the mechanics. Steps shouldn't be too big or too small. Shouldn't be look like you are arrogance for taking large steps. Magen Avraham writes, steps that are too small, it's as if you didn't take a step at all. The steps have to be just right. We take the three steps back already having bowed, and then we turn to our left, again, invoking the Midas HaChesed over Midas HaDin, for Oseh Shalom Bim Ramav. To the right, Uyas Hashem Aleinu, and to the center, we complete. Why are we taking three steps back and bowing in all these directions? So I want to share with you one last interpretation I find incredibly powerful. And it comes from the Menachem Tzion. Rav Menachem Tzion Zaks was a Rav in Chicago, the son-in-law of Rotzi Pesach Frank. He has a beautiful, beautiful sefer called Menachem Tzion on Pirkei Avos. He has many svarim, but Menachem Tzion on Pirkei Avos is really very special. And there he points to the Gemara at the end of Uksin. That the greatest vessel that holds blessing is peace. Hashem. Person can have all the blessing in the world. Good health, wealth, can have all of the ingredients for happiness. But if you don't have peace, peace of mind, if you don't have peace between you and family, person doesn't have peace from enemies from without, what good is all that bracha? So the kli, the vessel that holds all that bracha and enables that bracha to take form, is shalom. So then he continues. Chazal omer mespal tzor shefsi gim psias lachar. The Gemara Yuma we saw says that a person who davens has to take three steps back. V'achar kach yitain shalom. And then only do we ask, Oseh shalom bim ramav, then we give shalom. E efshar, listen to his words. E efshar laseh shalom im ein anu muchanu levsol leman nenu lacharenu kama psios. The only way to have peace, the only way to achieve shalom, is to take a couple steps back and make space and make room for others. Somebody who needs to be the center of attention, someone who has to always be right, someone who has to micromanage those around them, somebody who has to be in control and have all the power, someone who has a monopoly on the truth, can never have shalom, will never have peace. You want peace? Learn how to take three steps back and make space for other people. Make space for other opinions. Make space for other ideas. Make space for other perspectives. Even legitimate tainas, a person has a legitimate claim, a legitimate argument. Someone owes you something. Someone made a promise about something. Someone owes you. Nevertheless, take three steps back. Don't engage. Don't escalate. You don't have to have conflict. We can walk away. We learned in the bracha of Sim Shalom, the final bracha of the Amidah, the significance of the willingness to absorb an insult and not have to respond, not have to reciprocate. How do we do that? How do we achieve Shalom? The willingness to take three steps back. The other thing that we have to be willing to do if we want to have peace, we take our three steps back to make space and room for others, other perspectives, other visions, other ideas. And we also turn to our left and we turn to our right. Because if we think that we have it exactly right, what's the line of a famous comedian on the highway? Everyone who drives faster than you is a maniac. Anyone who drives slower than you is an idiot. Anyone who drives slower than you is an idiot. Anyone who drives faster than you is a maniac. In other words, whatever speed you're comfortable going, that's the correct speed. So many people live that philosophy in general, in life, in every other area, politically, religiously. I'm in the center, and whoever to the left of me, they're lost. Whoever to the right of me, they're a fanatic. I've got it just right. I'm the center. So a person who lives that mentality, I have a monopoly on truth in the center, can't have peace. Therefore, we take three steps back to make room for others, and we turn to the left and to the right. Osa shalom b'mrom of l'rames, sh'anu nechon l'mana shalom, l'natos yemina u'smola, v'lo la'amod esanim z'kufim m'bli lazuz m'umma m'amderzenu akshamis. We can't stubbornly cling to exactly where we are and demand that everyone be exactly where we are, everyone see things exactly the way we do. We have to stay true, stay true to our principles. No one's asking us to compromise. But the ability to turn to the left and to the right, religiously and politically, and say, there's space for you. You're entitled to your perspective. You're entitled to see things your way. That's the only way to get shalom. As I zuck the Menachem Tzion. So the Menachem Tzion says, that's why the enduring image of the end of the Amida is if you want peace, you want to give shalom, you have to take three steps back. Make space, make room for others, with a bow to the left and a bow to the right, acknowledging there are people to the left and to the right of us, and they're entitled to have their own perspective, their own vision, and only then can we truly have peace. That's the end of the Amida, but it's not the end. Because how long do you stand there? How long after you take the three steps back and bow do you have to remain in place? To the beginning of Chazar Sashatz? To Kedusha? What about Maariv? What about during Corona when you daven at home by Yechidus? How long do you stay there? We'll pick up with that next time.